We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Peyam and Aleph, and we're starting from the new Mishnah, Daf Ayin Pesem and Vez. Look at the Mishnah. Kosov L'Shem Malchus Shein Ha'Genes. Like we'll see in the Gemara, Chazal made a takana that you should write in the get the year of the Malchus. Let's say you're in America, you write the year of the president, the year of the Melech. Whoever you are, you write the year of the Melech. That's a Chazal with Masechin in the time of the Mishnah. And it's Al Shalom Malchus, like Tosfos says later on, get was a very important document, and therefore Al Shalom Malchus, they wrote the Malchus in the get and the year from the Malchus in the get. So cost of Shem Malchus in Hagenes, let's say they're in Bavel and they wrote it L'Shem the Malchus in Rome. It's no good. It's not a good get. If they wrote it L'Shem Malchus Modai, L'Shem Malchus Yavam, also it's not a good get because Malchus Modai and Malchus Yavam are not around anymore. So you're writing 200 years since Daryavesh, so that's already. It's not around anymore, and therefore it's not a good get. You have to write L'Shem the Malchus that you're in right now. L'binyan Abayis to Churban Abayis. You write L'binyan Abayis and Churban Abayis. Also, it's no good. You have to write it L'Shem of the Malchus that you're in. Another psul, Hoy b'Mizrach because of Meir, b'Meir because of Mizrach. Or another case is that you were in Mizrach and you wrote it that and you wrote that you're in the Meir, or you're in the Meir, you wrote that the Mizrach. You wrote that you're in the wrong place. Teitzei Mizeh u'Mizeh. The halach is that we'll see what it means exactly. Who wrote there in the wrong place? We'll see. It has to do with the cipher. But the halacha is all these cases are apostle a get, and therefore teitzei mizeh umizeh, v'tzrichi get mizeh umizeh, which means that he was married to Reuven, she was married to Reuven, and she got a get. The get did not write the proper Shem Malchus or was in the wrong place. So the halacha is it's possible. Let's say she went ahead and got remarried with this get. So the halacha is teitzei mizeh umizeh. She has to leave both husbands, her original husband. She has to get another get from the original husband. And she has to get a get from the second husband. That's what you have to do. And we'll see, there's a bunch of other halachas similar to the Isha who got married because she thought her husband died and she got married, that they also, we give her a big knas because we want to be careful. Here also is a knas. Why is there a knas? Rashi speaks out a little bit later on that she should have read the get. Should have gave the get to someone else to read. She should have read the get to see if it's proper before she gets remarried. And therefore, it's a knas. Now Rashi says, why do you need to get mizeh umizeh? So Rashi says, different maskel teitzim mizeh umizeh. Rashi says, in this aspect get zeh, teitzim in a rishim in a sheni. V'tzricha get sheni min harishon. You need to get sheni min harishon. V'get min hasheni and get from hasheni. V'afbish kedushin sheni lo have a kedushin because you really married to the first one. So the reason is because people are going to think you go out without anything else. That's what we think that it's going to be. Because you go out for free. That's to be the problem. You're going to think you go out without any other get. If someone's going to see that someone gets married, without a get. That's what we're going to think. Now, Rashi is a little bit shvav here. Because Rashi saying that what? That you need a get merishon. The get menasheni is only out to gzeir. Really, you don't need a get menasheni. So Tosfos asks on the bottom of this, L'chayro here, this get was a good get mederaisa. That means that when she was married to Reuven, she got a get. This get really was good mederaisa. But only Al Shalom Malchus says it's not a good get. So really the truth is, the second one needs a real get, and the first one doesn't need a real get. Rashi is saying really like this, that the second kedusha is not a kedusha, you're really married to the first one. But what's the problem? People don't think that if you get married, you go out for free, for nothing. So therefore we made a get from the second one. Here, this is not like someone who makes by law. Makes by law, they really married the first one. Here, you had a get. It's just midrash is a good get. That's Tosfos asks on the bottom. Tosfos says, look at two lines on the bottom of the whole page. That's the Merachah's Rashi and Tosfos. What's Pshat and Rashi? So what's Pshat and Rashi? L'chayr Rashi is a Pella. L'chayr, why are we saying over here that really L'chayr here Midrash is a good get, the first get? So why are we saying Midrash you're really married to the first husband? The Teretz is, if you look at the Mitzvah Eson, he brings down from Pnei Yeshua that every get says Kedash Moshe V'Yisrael. When you write, we give a get, you give a Kedash Moshe V'Yisrael, so it's not a good get. If it's not a good get, so then even Midrabanon, so then it's not a good get Midrash either, because it says Kedash Moshe V'Yisrael.
According to Tosfos.
Yeah.
You're going to make her get divorced from the second husband, Al Shalom
Malchus? Why
should she have
to divorce the second husband? Second husband? Because, it's like Zera saying you have to get a get.
Al Shalom Malchus?
Yeah, Al Shalom Malchus. Because this is a get. The Rabbanon holds not a good get. The Rabbanon is very strong about this takana. We'll see. It's even made a mamzer. It's a mamzer, maybe mamzer dravon at least. But yeah, very strong that's the tikkun. We're saying just who the tikkun was on. Who needed the tikkun? That's the question. Who needed the tikkun? That was the question. Who needed the tikkun? Zok the Gemara. Shichah get mizah mizah. We've said Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Hope it was clear. It's like Shichah get mizah mizah. Okay, good. Klar. Right. Ein la like suba v'loy peiros. And now there's like this like a thing around 16 different halachos that negeya for this knas that she didn't read her get, and therefore they're going to give her all these einshim. Both of them, ein lo like suva v'loy peiros, from both the first husband and second husband, all these halachos are applying to.
How is she getting suva from the
other? Not getting suva either one. Ein lo like suva, no suva from either, not the first husband, not the second husband, v'loy peiros. They don't get the suva. It's a knas even for the first husband, even for the second. They don't get the suva because that's the knas. V'loy peiros. And she does not get payrus, which means, what do you mean get payrus? So Rasha's dim payrus means she doesn't get, the halacha is the husband has to free her. If she gets captured, that's otahu payrus. She does not get that din of payrus because she's not giving him payrus because right now we want to break up his marriage. So there's no din payrus anymore. V'loi mezainis, she's not getting mezainis. V'loi belayis, and she also does not get belayis. Belayis are, if she brings in clothing that's called nichset sarim barzel and it gets rubbed out, so really, he pays for the value, and then he keeps the clothing sometimes. But here, he's not paying for the value. Maybe you get the clothing back. No, you don't get the clothing back. Even the ones that are ben, you don't get the clothing back. Lo yazev, lo yazev. Not either husband. Im not lo mizem
mizem. Not either husband, according to Rashi.
What?
Not either husband, according to Rashi.
No, according to Rashi, it is. According to Rashi, you're really married to the first one.
Right, so you're never married to
the second. No, yeah, this is the halacha Nivamas also. You did marry someone else. I'm saying either one you're going to get anything from. That's the halacha. Same exact thing in Nivamas. Where there, it's even harder to understand if you're Kasha. In Nivamas, the case was, her husband was alive, but she remarried someone. It says the same thing. Teitze mizeh umizeh. That means even if you get a get from the first one, you can't marry the second one. And you don't get a ksuba from the second one. You never, this is halacha. You have to get a get, you don't get a ksuba. Le peres, le mizeris, le blois, le azev, le azev. If not le mizeh, mizeh, if she takes something from either one, let's say the she gets freed, or she takes blois, she takes mizeris, she has to give it back. Tachzer. Vahavlad mamzer. The halacha is that the vlaz mamzer mizeh umizeh from each one. So who would you say is the real mamzer? Who is the mamzer drabbanon? So let's see Rashi. The vlaz mamzer mizeh mizeh in mechzira harishon yod leben have a mamzer midrabbanon. It's a mamzer midrabbanon. Vivamis arminon the os mamzeres ha v'koshim natayro. So Rashi is learning that the rishon is the mamzer midrabbanon, and the truth the tefit ha'isvis the mamzer midrabbanon is from the second one. From the first one's mamzer deraisa, because the first one is really divorced. That's why the same machlokes Rashi Tosfos goes through the whole Mishnah. But here again, one of them is a mamzer derabanan, one's mamzer deraisa. What's the nafkamina? If it's a mamzer derabanan, you can't marry another mamzer deraisa, because this mamzer midaraisa is not really a mamzer. But come on, midaraban der mamzer, the worst case possible, you can't marry anyone. I guess you can marry another mamzer derabanan maybe. Vavlad mamzer mizem mizem. And neither one is metameh to her. Neither one can metameh to her. Look, Rashi wasn't metameh. Metameh means if they're a kohen, if the kahanim, im kahanim, they can't be metameh to either one. Oh, so Moshe has a good bumper kasha. What's going on over here? The first one gave a get. So how did he marry the second one? That's a very good kasha. What? How can I say it? The grusha. What's kahanim? They both can't metameh. I said the first one can't metameh. Second can't metameh. They can't be a kohen. So Mashal talks about this kasha, and actually Mashal says, you know what we're talking about? He argues with Rashi, the other one's a nazir, and saying that they can't be metama. They can't be metama.
Can you tell me the second one's a b'isser?
What? So one said, well, he did a b'isser. He married Grusha b'isser. Usually the Mishnah doesn't talk about Rishon a lot of times. The farmer Shnayis don't talk about Rishon.
He married Grusha. Like,
what? So that's the kasha. Mashal asked either only a kain, or what I'm saying, the Mashal says a nozir. Everyone got that pshat nozir? Mashal's good pshat, the Mashal's pshat nozir? It's a nozir. No, right. So Mashal says to win a nozir, you're not a metamatiz. So it means, if they'll be really married, a nozir can metamatiz to his wife? No. So it's Pella, what helps? What are you saying, a nozir then? It's a shver pshat. Mashal says nozir, but it's a shver. They asked the Aaron on the Mashal already. Like upon him, that's what metamatiz means. But loy zev zez akoyin loy mitzi also loy ma'aseh dev loy mafaras the dera. Neither husband gets the mitzia of his wife. You know why? Because the mitzia of his wife goes as eva. When you give her mezainis, you get the mitzia. You're not giving her mezainis, so you don't get the mitzia back. Ma'aseh dev you don't get either. You're not giving mezainis. But loy mafaras the dera. You can't be made for nether. Either husband can't be made for nether. Shall why not? The real husband why can't be made for nether? The ma'aseh that are really married mitzia, so why can't be made for nether? Zokta the Tosfos Rid, in my Gemara, it's printed on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, he says like this, he says, V'lo yafarish the Rav, taima my omer rabbonon bal meifik desu teskana al baila hocha teskana v'skana. In the time of the Kra, really, of the Pasuk, as far as the Zoram is, that you shouldn't be meskana on you, your wife shouldn't be meskana on you. That's why, when it's Dvarim Sebeinei Levidah, and Dvarim Idu Nefesh, you're allowed to be meifik and neda. But here, we don't care if they don't get along. Therefore, we want them to get divorced. So therefore, there's no het of afarish the Zoram. If she's a Bas Yisrael, she becomes Pasul from Kuna. Because this is called a Zayna. Because she was an Eish Yisrael and she got married. Again, I'm going to ask which way. But either way, she got married here illegally. She's an Eish Yisrael, she's a Zayna now. Now, therefore, she's Nifselas Mina Kuna. She becomes Pasul from Kuna, she becomes a Zayna. Bas Levi Mina Meiser. There's a Knas also that she becomes disqualified from Meiser. Bas Levi, she becomes Ois Levi, Ois Bas Levi, because she did this thing wrong, there's a knas. Now, what does it mean? L'chaira, Meiser, even Yisrael's not even Meiser. What does it mean, possible to Meiser? So Tosfos in Vamos says that we're going according to our mayor holds that Meiser is also to Zorim. And therefore, it's saying Bas Levi and Meiser gets a knas. All say it means she can't collect the Meiser. Bas Koyim in Atruma, if she's a Bas Koyim, she gets possible from the Truma. Also, from the pasuk, this is from the pasuk v'nitma. We had in Sota, it says three times: one labal, one labayel, one latruma. There's a psul truma for someone's a zayin. Here, consider a zayin. Even though this is a shikl, a mistake, but Lamaisa should have read it. There's a knas. We give her the einish of being mizana, and therefore she's pasul from a truma. The ein yarshim shel zeh, the yarshim shel zeh, and not the yarshim of either one are not. Yairish ksubasa, are not Yairish her ksuba. It means Reuven's Yairishim and Shimon's Yairishim are not Yairish the woman's ksuba. I can ask me, L'chayra, we just learned there is no ksuba. What do you mean, not Yairish the ksuba? So Rashi answers that, talking about the ksuba's bin dikrin. Ksuba's bin dikrin means that if Reuven is usually, if Reuven takes, let's say, a wife, and the wife has other children from before. So those children want really her mother, they have first rights to their mother's estate. But the mother got remarried now, who's Yerush the mother if the mother dies? The father, the stepfather. So the halacha is, in the ksuba says, ben dikrim, that you're right, if the mother dies, the father gets the nechasim. When the father dies, they get those nechasim before the other brothers of Reuven, let's say. They get the nechasim first, called ksuba ben dikrim. So here, that's the case of the ksuba ben dikrim.
And we wouldn't say that.
It means and Yarshim Ksubas, you're not Yarshim the Ksuba. Ksubasa means Ksubas bin Dikrin.
Who's not Yarshim?
The children.
You tell me they aren't now.
Well, they're not. I'm saying in a normal case they would get Ksubas bin Dikrin. In a normal case. Here they're not Yarish that. They're not Yarish. Usually it's Ksubas bin Dikrin. Usually it's something called Ksubas bin Dikrin.
There's no
Shel Zeh
v'Shel
Zeh.
If you're talking about the lady's kid, there's only one lady.
No, no, it means, yeah, Echanami, but it means.
We're two husbands. We're not talking about her husbands
because
they're her kids.
Right. The
kids
don't get.
Right. So here, it means like this, that if he has, let's say she has children from the first husband, let's say she has children from her husband, and then she gets remarried to the second husband, and then she dies. So those children do not get the nechasim. So you have to speak something out here. They won't hear anywhere else. The pshat is here that the see from here, really, the diak from before. Are these husbands Yarisha if she dies?
Yeah.
We said there's a knas, there's no matamim, there's no matzio, there's no maaseda, no the farosh adorah. It didn't say Yarisha. It's a very good deal. It doesn't say Yarisha. Avada, the husband is Yarisha, even though she's an illegal wife, like it says over in the Mishnah. She is Yarish. Then, come over here, there'll be a din of bin dukhrim. She'll be Yarish. Avada, he is Yarish her. And let's say she has children from Reuven, the first husband, from Reuven. She has children from Reuven. And then she goes and marries Shimon. The halacha is that Shimon is responsible to give Reuven's kids, which is her kids, give the kids the money that she has, that she owns, because that's because we're nichur. Now what happens? She died first. Shimon was Yarisher. Now when Shimon dies, her kids do not get her Yarshim, do not get the Yarshim. They don't get those Yarshim because they don't get Ksuvas ben Dichrim. They don't get Ksuvas ben Dichrim. And the same thing if she goes remarries back to the first one. Same thing. If she goes back to the first one and she had children from the second one, they also will not get Ksuvas ben Dichrim. So if ain Yarish Mishal Zev, Yarish Mishal Zev, Yarish to Ksuvasa, they're not Yarish to Ksuva. That's the halacha. Even though the husband will be Yarisher in such a case, even though he's not yet married, but still, you will be Yarisher, but the kids will not get the Ksuva. So then the Mishnah says the last case of these things, v'meisu achiv shel zeh v'achiv shel zeh, if the brothers of these two people die, one was Reuven, we said one was Shimon, really not brothers, but there were two people, if their brother dies, Cholzim Lemiavmim, the Chalitzim is no Yibam, because it's not clear they're married to this person, so therefore there's no Din Yibam if they're not married to them, so therefore, in Mesu, Ochiv de Rechazah, Cholzim Veloy Miyavmim. Let's say the Ochiv shall shady you, Recholzim Drabbanon, because so here the loch is that there's no Yavim because of a knas. There's no Yibum because of a knas. Like upon him, is that the case of Mesu Achiv? Here we have here a case. Mesu Achiv means, let's say, Reuven's brother dies. So Reuven's brother dies, his wife falls to Yibum. So here, the loch is that it won't be, there'll be Chalitza and not Yibum, because there's a knas over here there's no real marriage here, therefore there'll be. But the Mesu Achiv shows that if Reuven dies, if Reuven's married to this Isha illegally, or Shimon's married to this Isha illegally, Reuven dies, so really we have children, really someone has to be Miyabin his wife. But it's not really his wife. Or maybe it is his wife. It's Tetzim Mizem Mizah. This wife will only get Chalitza from Reuven's brother and not Yibum from Reuven's brother. Because since they have to get divorced, so there's no din yibum. That's a knas. There's no din yibum. So the mesu, we read this. The mesu, achiv shalzeh, achiv shalzeh, chos v'lo miyavim. So good. That's all the cases. It's called v'chol adrachim ha'eluba. Teitzim izem izem. All these different knases we gave to her. A bunch of different knases. Shina shmoi v'shma. Shem iroi v'shem ira. Teitzim izem izem v'chol adrachim ha'eluba. So now the rest of the Mishnah will be easy once you know all the drachma elba, which will go different psulim. The first psulim were Shalim Malchus and Hoya Bemizr Kasav Meirev. Those are the two psulim at the beginning. Now, not a psul. If you changed his name, her name, or changed the name of the city, Tysus learns, doesn't mean you actually change the name. That's Pasha, it's not a good get. It means that you didn't do like the Kanacham before, they have to write, let's see, he has two names, one Yehuda, one Gal, you have to write both names. You didn't write both names. So Shina Shmai Vishma and Shem Yir Shem Yirah. Tate Mizem Mizev Chal Drachma Elba. The luck is that you have all the knosses. Again, she should have read the get to make sure it's good. Another halach is Kol Rayas Shomru Tzareseim Mutaras. Halchwa Tzaras Elu V'Nisu. What's halach is Kol Rayas Shomru Tzareseim Mutaras? Which means, let's say Reuven has a brother Shimon and Reuven's married to two wives. Okay, and Reuven dies. One of those two wives is an erva to Shimon. It's his daughter, let's say. Reuven, the easiest case is, let's say, Reuven marries his niece, Shimon's daughter, and he doesn't have children. And Reuven marries someone else also. Reuven married to two ladies. So when Reuven dies, since Shimon's daughter can't be Reuven and Shimon, therefore the tzara is also pata. So halacha is, that tzara goes ahead and marries anyone she wants. Yivam l'shuk. The problem is, it turned out that the daughter was really an islandess. So it was never a kedushin with Reuven. So really, the other tzara, it was chayiv and yibum, but she didn't know it. So what's the halacha? Kol rayas shomru tzareseim mutaras, halchwa tzareis ha'elu v'nisu. These tzaras went and got remarried, v'nimtzu elu islandess, and it turned out that the bita was an islandess, the erva was an islandess, therefore Reuven was never married to that islandess, and therefore Reuven really was married to other lady, and she's chayiv and yibum, and she went ahead and get married. It's also a knas over here. She has to go out from both. All these knasses she has to go out from. Now, l'chayra, what's going on over here? So l'chayra here, you have to say that, first of all, teitzim izem izem means it's been baal shenis lo, and from the yavam. It means teitzim izem means you can't marry Shimon now, and the one you married also you go out. So first of all, here it's Yavam L'Shuk is not a case of a mamzer. Yavam is only a lav. And all she was over was Yavam L'Shuk. So Rashi speaks out, going according to Rabbi Kiva, holds Yesh Mamzer V'chayiv Alav. That's number one. Number two point to speak out is, the Tumah we understood what the Knas was. You should have read the get. What's the Knas of here? How is she supposed to think that that she was an islandess? What do you want from her? So the Gemara in Yavam says that you should have waited to see if she's able to have children, this bita, maybe we should have waited to see if she's taka islandess or not. And the ritvos is even more that she obviously had a little simoni islandess. Probably she was islandess. Probably had a little simoni. She didn't look all grown up, and therefore she should have been choshed and waited to see if she's going to be islandess. That's why it's a knas. And the next case is a similar case.
Akonis
says sevimtoi v'halcha tzarasov. Akonis sevimtoi v'halcha. Tzarasa v'nisis la'acher. If you're kindness to your vama and v'holcha tzarasa v'nisis la'acher. if you someone takes in a yavama, right? Let's say it's not a case of erva. Reuven's married to two wives, and Reuven dies. Shimon takes one of the two wives and marries her. Okay, so you kaim yibum, right? So the other one goes free now. The other child goes free. That's halacha. Turns out that the one that Shimon married was the islandess. The same type of shayla. The tzar went to marry someone else because, oh, he's kind of even ready. And turns out this one was islandess. They go out in both and all the knosses. Again, here, same knoss. Should have waited to see if she's islandess or not. What happens in a case like this? Kosav sefer get le'ish v'shev le'isha. A person wrote a get for the ish. He hired a sefer and she hired the same exact sefer. Both on the same sefer. The sefer wrote a get for the ish to give to the isha, and he wrote a shayver, a receipt that she accepted the ksuba to the isha. And v'tav and also get l'isha shayver l'ish. L'maisa, they came to pick up their documents. The ish picked up the shayver by mistake, and the isha picked up the get, and they gave it to each other. So the isha gave a get to the husband. The husband gave a shayver to the isha, which is the wrong way. V'nasa zel zel v'achas man haray get yotzibat yayish. The ish opens up his hand. He's a get. V'shayver by isha. Luck is teitzim mizem mizem v'chal drachem elabai. The same knas. They got remarried. Is teitzim mizem mizem v'chal drachem elabai. Again, should have read her get before she gave it. She should have been sure if it was a get. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Imla al depends. You're not always believed to say that this is, I have a shayver, not a get. Not always believed. Well, let's say Imla alter yotza. If you Imla alter, then you go out. Ein ze get. Imla alter yotza, ein ze get. If you pulled it out, you know, and see it's the wrong thing right away, then ein ze get. We'll see what la alter means in the Gemara. Imla achaz man yotza. If you took it out after his man, raise a get, it is a get. The Rishon doesn't have a right to say, oh, I was never really divorced. He has no right to do that, because maybe he made a kanunya, Rashi says, maybe they made up, they want to stay together now. It's made up a kanunya to say that they're really never a get. Therefore, you're not believed to say it's not a get. So that's the Mishnah. Have we got the Mishnah Klar? Yes? Zokta Gemara Vaita, my Malchus Shaina again. It said in the Mishnah they wrote wrong Malchus, no good. I give a few examples. Shem Malchus Shaina Genes, Shem Malchus Mada, Shem Malchus Yovan, Lebinyan Abayis, Kormen Abayis. What does it mean Malchus Shaina Genes? Who is that? My Malchus Shaina Genes, Malchus Haremiim, the Romans. The Micro Malchus Shaina Genes from the Inlehem like Ksav Lelashon. The Romans don't have their own Ksav, their own language, and they don't have their own alphabet. They use the Latin alphabet, the Latin language. They don't have their own language, therefore they call the Malchus Shaina Genes. They wrote the Rome Malchus, that's the Lachan HaMishnah, that's possible. Why did they sake the Malchus in the get? Mishum Sholim Malchus. So first is about Sholim Malchus. Tosfos speaks out, the Sholim Malchus is dafka by Gittin, never maskum apnei. I'm going to read dafka by Gittin, yes, Lachus Sholim Malchus, shmakbidim fishu dava gadol, shafin ishtel ishtel. But other documents, you do not have to write the Sholim Malchus. You have to write the year to the Malchus. Mishum, what? There's not the one ksuba, it's the one I get there. You don't have to write Sholim Malchus in ksuba. It's not mafish ishtel, it's a document, it's a payment, it's a chayiv, it's money, that's all. Well, because what does it say? It says in our Mishnah, Mamzer Mizem Mizes. Mamzer Drabon, at least, but it's a Mamzer. It's a Mamzer just for leaving out Shalom Malchus? Where says, yeah. Anyone changes what the Chachamim say in Get, the Halacha is of Lads of Mamzer. It says in the Mishnah, if you do Shalom Malchus Romi, Shalom Malchus Yavon, Modai, Chur Rabayis, all the cases no good. Just say simple. I didn't write the right Malchus. Why have to give a bunch of examples? V'tricha. I need all these cases. Diyash Shminon, Malchus Shein Egen Hashemino Licha. There I understand why you have a Taina, because they were in power at that time. Since they were in power at that time, therefore there will be a Yiskana. Ava Malchus Mada, Malchus Yavon, Maida Hava Ava. But Malchus Mada, Maida Hava, maybe there's no jealousy. Why? Because it was already. So if you write it, they don't care. You write it from ancient Malchus, who cares? If you just said Malchus Yavon together with the Romans, you say the Romans is because they're in right now they're in Malchus. The other two were once a Melech, so I'm jealous of that. I've been a bias. Who cares? By the have, I don't care. V'yishvin binyan abayis, the Amri committed karyus of chayu. Saying the binyan abayis, it's 800 years since the binyan abayis. We masked a shach. Av a churban abayis, the tzaru. I'm loy, they don't care. It's a tzar. Tzricha. L'maisa, we're saying every case of this is possible. If you don't write the Shalom Malchus, and Hashem will speak out soon. What's the halacha l'maisa today? Do you write Shalom Malchus in the get? You have to see a get. I don't know. You have to see a get. Someone wrote like a trumpet in the get. I know someone, but see if you do the Shalom Malchus from Shem get. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you write the Shem get. Oh. Hoya mizah because of Ma'ariv. Hoya. No, we'll see. We'll see. Halacha l'maaseh. I'll give it right. I don't want to make a mistake. We don't write Shalom Malchus anymore in the get. And we'll see why. We don't write Shalom Malchus in the get anymore. Hoya mizah because of Ma'ariv. It said in the Mishnah, the second psul was not shemachas. It means if you write the wrong place. What does that mean, the wrong place? Man, ilim a baal. If it means you wrote the wrong place of the baal, haynu shinu shmoi v'shem ira v'shem ira. Later on in the Mishnah, it says a case, we change the shem ear. So what's the case of ear? Elav, it means sofer. It means a sofer. Kedomla rav l'safre, rav told the sofrim, chenemlu rav l'huna l'safre to the sofrim, ki asvishu b'shili, if you're sitting and making your moish of bezdin, writing your star, in Shili, Kosvu B'Shili, right in the star, that I'm we're standing here in Shili and writing the star, writing the get. Even though they told you the Shlichos in Hini, still, you write it in Shili, where you are. Even they gave it you over to Shili. And Tosfos speaks out, what's the problem? The problem is because Mechzika Shikra, that's why. And Tosfos speaks out, this is only a psul by get, not by any other stories. And by Ksuba, Taka should not be a mistake. But Balamayin said, Taisis, the middle Taisis, Oymeri, She'ein Oysu Yafa, Oysum Shvigin Lichtev B'Ksuba, B'Ir Acheres, She'ein Mokum Achopa. Balamayin said, you should try to write, because clearly you have to be Mazarah to write all stories like Rav says, but Balamayin said, the only time it's a problem of Lav Mamzer is Dafka only over here, where it's Ma'akev, it's only by Get, but like Balamayin, to be done, in every place that you should write, where you're sitting, Alts Mechzi Kashikra.